With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has pleaded not guilty to federal drug trafficking charges.
During a court appearance in New York City, Maduro declared himself innocent and a decent man. He told a judge he is not guilty, that he is the president of his country, and that he was kidnapped. Maduro, who faces narco-terrorism charges, was captured in a middle-of-the-night operation by the U.S. military over the weekend.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. In Venezuela, Vice President Delcy Rodriguez has been sworn in as the country's interim president.
She is a politician and lawyer educated in Britain and France. Her brother is the head of the Maduro-controlled National Assembly, and their father was a socialist leader arrested for his involvement in a kidnapping who later died in police custody. Unlike many in Maduro's inner circle, Rodriguez avoided criminal indictment in the US, though she did face US sanctions during Trump's first term for her role in undermining Venezuelan democracy.
Correspondent Luke Garrett reporting. In Minnesota today, Democratic Governor Tim Walz announced he will not run for a third term after all because of the daycare scandal that has stained the state.
As I reflect on this moment with my family and my team over the holidays, I came to the conclusion that I can't give a political campaign my all. Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences.
Walz accused President Trump of weaponizing fraud allegations for political gains. A good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 594 points. The Nasdaq rose 160, with the S&P 500 advancing 43. This is SRN News. An historic Dutch church has been lost. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It happened in the hours before Amsterdam rang in 2026. A fire broke out of the Vondel Church, spreading quickly and completely destroying the building. The church was more than 150 years old, though its congregation had declined so greatly in the second half of the 20th century that worship ended there in 1977. Since then, the building had been used for a variety of purposes, including as a music venue. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian influencers are reaching hundreds of thousands of people online. They share podcasts and videos with biblical advice on tough questions that aren't always answered in Sunday sermons. Followers say they relate more to these influencers, many of whom are women, than traditional pastors. However, while some influencers have theological training, others don't. This is SRN News. Russia attacks a Kyiv medical center.
The State Emergency Service reported that 25 people have had to be evacuated from the medical facility that operated an inpatient ward. Video footage shows damage inside the facility and first responders evacuating an injured patient. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia used 165 drones overnight against Ukraine, adding our partners must remember that air defences are needed daily, funds for the production of interceptor drones are needed daily, and energy equipment is also needed. I'm Charles Deledesma.
President Zelensky has replaced the head of the country's security service as part of a top-level reshuffle. The move comes ahead of his trip to Paris, where he hopes to finalize agreements with allies to prevent another Russian invasion if a peace deal is signed. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.